of the squash as possible. Always keep your thumb behind your pointer finger. We'll do pieces like this of this squash. That looks nice. So there's really no... Polenta with seasonal vegetables, like a seasonal vegetable ragu, basically. And we're gonna have some fresh basil, so we'll have some fresh herbs in the ragu. So we'll use this, and then it smells just like garlic, even though it's just the tops.
Hello there, friendly viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today and Friday, we'll be joining Chef Ian Brandt on a unique culinary adventure. He'll show us how to transform a backyard organic harvest into a spectacular gluten-free vegan meal.
So the key to good growing is continuously harvesting everything, otherwise the plants will stop producing.
For more than a decade, award-winning Chef Ian Brandt has been driven to serve his community and change the world for the better. To achieve these ideals, Ian offers guests a memorable dining experience, one that leaves a positive impression on vegetarian cuisine.
They come in and they willingly consume something. Within that process, my hope is that they alter their state of consciousness even a little bit, so that our world can become a more peaceful, happy place, filled with healthier people, a more positive attitude, and definitely less sacrificing for these animals, you know, that, you know, we should be sharing the earth with instead of competing with.
Ian's Veg restaurants changed the face of Salt Lake City. In its 10 years, Sage's Cafe has grown and evolved into a world-class vegan destination. It was voted Best Vegetarian Restaurant Utah for the last consecutive 8 years by Salt Lake City Weekly. Veg News Magazine calls it one of the top 20 vegetarian restaurants for everyday dining. And Veg Out Publication rated it 4 stars, the highest honor ratings.
Hello everyone, we're going to make a vegetable ragu served with polenta. So what we're focused on with this preparation is making something really great tasting that's seasonally appropriate. Polenta is just a great foundational recipe, so I'll provide you with this foundational recipe. We're going to actually make the polenta 2 different ways. We're going to start with the polenta recipe and then we'll make the ragu. The polenta recipe is a combination of garlic, salt, pepper, olive oil, and then the polenta. We'll pull out about 2 cloves of garlic here. So it's not mandatory to have garlic in your polenta, but I'm going with 3 cloves. Now that I've cut this garlic on this cutting board, we're not going to use this for anything else unless it's a savory application. We're actually going to make this garlic a little bit larger pieces so that it has less likelihood of burning while sautéing in the pan before you add the polenta. When you burn your garlic, you have to start over with your sautéings. My original recipe calls for yellow onions, but Spanish yellow onions. But you can use white onions. You can use green onions. Now that we have a local grower growing our green onions, then we'll go with those. This is called stacking. When we take the onions and we actually stack them up like this to save time, chopping time. I would usually put the yellow onions first into the base while making the polenta, but since we have the green onions that are a little bit more sensitive, we can actually put the green onions with the garlic at the same time. So we'll start with that in our pan. We're just going to basically coat this with olive oil. The recipe calls for about 1/4 cup of olive oil. And then we also have just a couple pinches of salt. It's about a tablespoon of salt. So, and a pinch of black pepper, pinch of white pepper. And then we'll go over to the stove and start sauteing these ingredients. Now we'll just saute these ingredients for about 1 minute or so, and then we'll deglaze with the water, or if you would like to use a mirepoix, a soup stock, that's fine. Make sure not to burn the garlic. Once again, that's the most important thing, is never burning your garlic. And so at this point, I'm going to turn the flame off. We're going to clear out the pan with 1.5 quarts of water, or as I said, soup stock would be wonderful, but we just don't have any prepared right now. Now we're going to turn this on high. We'll get that water boiling. At the same time, we'll put the polenta in. You start with cold water for your polenta so the grains don't stick together. That's the most important part of making sure your polenta consistency is right on. Once you start cooking your polenta, it'll thicken up amazing. It's just amazing how much that thickens up. Every 30 seconds or so, I will come back and stir the polenta to make sure it's not sticking together or balling up, and so that it has a nice smooth consistency. In terms of preparing the ragu, we're going to take some locally grown yellow squash. We have other squash from my garden. Take some of that. Kind of looks like an Italian zucchini. We also have, we were talking about the Jerusalem artichokes. I started peeling these a little bit. I think we'll taste a lot better if we peel these back. And these will get a lot larger. Over the course of the next 2 months, they will grow to about 5 times the size of these. And we have these garlic greens. So these garlic greens we'll put in the beginning. So we'll just throw some of these garlic greens in here. We also have our Swiss chard. And since we're using garlic greens, I'm actually going to cook the garlic greens in with the stem of the Swiss chard. Keep the leaf separate. So we'll start with that. We'll also have the green beans in there. We're actually going to prepare the green beans crisp. So we want to have that garden fresh texture for this ragu. And so we have these nice little baby green beans. They're actually yellow beans. So we'll throw those in. We'll stir the polenta again. And as you can see, it's really thickening up now. And I'm actually going to add a little bit of salt. So, a little more salt. This is our real salt that we get, and it's harvested underground in southern Utah. So you can see all the mineral and the salt, which I believe helps the food a lot. So we'll just add a little bit more water so that this polenta can be a little bit smoother. So you might have to adjust your recipe a little bit. It depends on the temperature that you're cooking the polenta, how much of the soup stock or water or the liquid will cook off. And so we'll have that going while we start working on the ragu. We're actually going to put the Jerusalem artichokes in the ragu right now. Same thing, we're just going to coat this. We'll put the tomato in last also. A little bit of white pepper, a little bit of fresh ground black pepper, and then another tablespoon of sea salt. Okay. And then we'll get this started over here. And so we'll just cook that at a low temperature. Just let that slowly cook right there. And the kind of polenta that you will be using for this recipe is a medium coarse polenta. And that gives you the nice texture that you're looking for in the polenta. It's, once again, the smooth but also firm texture of the corn. It's also called grits. That's another name in the South for polenta, basically. And so there's lots of different ways to cut squash. I think I'll cut it this way this time. I change my methods frequently. I like to get as much color out of the squash as possible. Always keep your thumb behind your pointer finger. And we'll do pieces like this of this squash. That looks nice. So there's really no one way of preparing food. That's what makes it so exciting is having no limitations and creating art. So nice little pieces like that. So these will go in right now. And we're staging our vegetables to go in at a certain time so that when the vegetables are finished cooking, they finish at the same time. So I frequently will turn off my heat, turn it back on as I'm preparing any dish to stage it so that the final preparation is perfect. And so right now we'll throw the Swiss chard in from my garden. And once again, this is the non-cultivated version of oracle, which is also called pig's weed. It tastes very much like spinach. So it's a really nice green. And as I said before, greens growing in the wild have a whole different energy because they are strong. They've planted themselves, and so they tend to be very oriented towards the local environment, the local climate. They tend to have a stronger, higher quality nutrient composition. So eating wild foods is definitely the way to go if you can find them. The polenta is looking really nice. And so we're actually going to take some of this polenta and we'll put some in this pan. And that way I can show you the two different preparations. We're going to put some olive oil in the bottom of the pan. I'm going to just put the polenta right in here. We need to make sure we save some polenta for the other version of this preparation, which is going to be plated up as a porridge, as a kind of a rustic Italian porridge. We'll just let it sit there. You could either let it sit on the counter, or you could actually put it in the refrigerator for faster cooling. As it cools, it'll actually thicken, and then you'll be able to cut this polenta down, kind of like a tempeh or some sort of a cake. It basically becomes almost like its own loaf and it firms up, and then you cut that, and then you can just bake it in the oven. It's really nice. Right now, we're going to finish the ragu. We have the greens going in. So we have the oracle, and also we also have the Swiss chard going in, and we'll turn the pan back on the heat a little bit. We'll turn on very low, and we'll get our herbs ready. The basil we're going to slightly chop. The rosemary tends to be a lot more firm and pungent, so we have to really chop that up small. Same with the sage. Sage is really strong, so it's really important to chop that up small also, as well as the savory. Savory is also a very strong herb. We have a tomato going in right now also. So I'll just cut around the stem right there. Cut that up. And you know, in this preparation, I'm going to just go with a rustic type look. I'm going to cut these tomatoes. I'm not going to peel the skin. I don't do that with, I don't really remove food parts when I prepare recipes. I don't de-seed or de-skin a tomato. I throw the whole tomato in. And I did it chunky so that we have that rustic feeling going on with the dish. I like the chunks of tomato. So we have all the pungent herbs, the sage, the savory, and the rosemary in this pile. And as you can see, we're mincing that. And then the basil is chopped a lot bigger, because you want those big pieces of basil. And as you are eating your food, you get a really nice piece of basil. And so you've got the basil going in. This is all occurring at the end of the sauté, so you can preserve the flavor profile of those herbs, and as well as the color. We have this nice plate here. Green onion or chives. You can kind of tie these together. Just kind of fun. And so, there's all kinds of interesting things you can do so that your food is not just food, but it's art. And we have these daylilies. We could actually pile up there. Put some of these chives out of here. Let's see. There we go. So, something unique for the plate. We'll bring the plate over to here. And this is just going to be very simple. And we'll just build that up. And then what we have here is a really nice color contrast. Get some of this broth on the plate. And this, you know, this recipe looks like it would prepare nicely for portions. There's our Jerusalem artichoke. We want to make sure that you see that, because that's a very neat vegetable. Put that right there. There we go. Yeah, very nice. Have a little sprinkle of black pepper around the edge. Do a little drizzle of olive oil. And there's our final plate. So.
We'll be back again Friday, March 18th, when Chef Ian Brandt will show us how to make a delightful dessert. Raw apricot date and hazelnut torte to accompany our main course of rustic polenta and seasonal vegetable ragu. See you again soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Visit Ian Brandt's multi-award-winning gourmet vegetarian establishments. Sage's Cafe Vegetarian Organic at sagescafe.com. Vertical Diner Extreme Dining at verticaldiner.com. And Cali's Natural Foods at calisnaturalfoods.com. For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.